This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was in the U.S. Senate yesterday to answer questions from lawmakers on a number of topics, from the Farm Bill to wildfire resiliency. Vilsack says his agency is focusing on how to deal with drought in the West.
We've identified six major challenges that producers face, everything from forecasting to more precision utilization of irrigation, and 13 different strategies that we're going to provide resources.
Those include $25 million for an initiative focused on water conservation and drought resilience. Vilsack told senators his agency will rely on its Water in the West blueprint, which will drive its drought response efforts. Denver's top law enforcement watchdogs are worried about staffing and transparency. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber says that's according to 2022 reports from the Citizens Oversight Board and Independent Monitor.
Both work on police and sheriff accountability and are concerned about the way Denver police reviews use of force. Currently, use of force reviews aren't open to the public, and DPD picks who does the reviews. They're also worried about staffing levels in the sheriff's department, which lost around 60 officers last year. That means staff have to work mandatory overtime and long shifts. It also means inmates lose opportunities like job and education programs. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
CU's men's basketball team will play Utah Valley in the second round of the NIT. The Wolverines defeated New Mexico in the first round this week. Colorado is seeking the program's second NIT title. Tip-off is Sunday at 7:30 p.m. in Boulder. This is CPR News.